Well, Simon, a gritty performance and your fifth away win of the season.
Yeah, gritty performance, but I thought a very good performance as well with the ball. I thought we dominated the first half for large parts of it. Never allowed them really near our goal much because of how we played, and ultimately when we had to defend, we defended, but we controlled it for large parts, but also looked a threat going forward. We asked the players to work on a few things this week in terms of getting a few more bodies forward, running off the ball, and you saw the fine example of that Galley played a 1-2 with Garnes, got in and got the goal, and thoroughly deserved the first and the second. Obviously had a little bit of a pressure on us when they scored, but from then on we looked very comfortable. So overall, real pleasing and professional performance.
Both goals, both finishes had a touch of class about them, didn't they, today?
Well, we've got some good players that can do that as well. Galley, I thought he was instrumental in that first half. He was the one who was getting on the ball, playing short passes, long passes. He had good options in midfield with him. So it's nice for him to score the goal. Obviously, he's been playing the last few months with a groin problem, which somewhere down the line will get sorted. And obviously, Adam Reach, playing off Garnes today, looked a constant threat and wanted him in around that box. And it's great for him to score again because he's been very good since he's been at the club. And it was just what we deserved to go 2-0 up. As I said, we got a little bit sloppy just after that, but you can't fault the players what they've done today on a difficult surface, but we played very well against a team that can cause you problems, but we didn't allow them to have too many.
Tom Clark seemed to have a bit of a hamstring problem at one point, I think just around the time at which Wolves got their goal back. What was going on there?
Yeah, I think he's a bit tight in that area, as one or two of the lads is as well. It's obviously getting to cold weather, but it's the effort that they put in as well. We were just a little bit sloppy after the goal, after we scored, but didn't sort of... One or two started flicking at it instead of keeping hold of it, and Callum was probably a little bit 5 yards out of position. But overall, you can't fault what they've done. Carried out the game plan that we tried to execute, and we did execute it very well.
Yeah, tactically, I think you got it spot on as well, bringing John Welsh on just at that point at which perhaps Wolves were just starting to get a little bit on top in midfield.
Yeah, well, Galley was struggling as well, and we were just about to make that decision to bring Galley off before the goal went in, and it was the sole purpose was that Galley'd done his job, struggling with an injury, but John would go in there and just block it up a little bit more for us. Even at 2-0, we're looking to do that. Not block it up, but just gives that little extra protection. So you pick a team for horses, of course, and every man of them who went out there today did a very good job.
And defensively, again, a similar sort of performance to Derby. This sort of wing-back system away from home is working really well for you. You must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, look, we played it a lot last year. We've played it a lot this year. What I've always said is that we've got a real flexible group. And you make changes after getting a good result at Derby and leave one of the centre-halves out. And they don't complain. Whoever you leave out of the team, they just get on with it. And that's what we're all about. We've got a fantastic spirit about us. And we might go back to a different system next weekend against Sheffield Wednesday, but picked a team today that would go out and get a result, and ultimately it did that.